From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. In the fight against COVID-19, health officials have warned about supply shortages and testing concerns. But Alabama hospitals are raising the alarm about another issue. Here's the CEO of UAB Hospital, Will Fernani, during a recent press conference.
Our ability to care for COVID patients now, the limiting factor for everybody is nursing.
Hospitals are struggling to fill vacancies. Officials say it's the result of a statewide nursing shortage made worse by the pandemic. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
John Ziegler is the executive director of the Alabama State Nurses Association. He says back in March, when the coronavirus started spreading, it had a huge impact on nurses.
Their whole system as the largest workforce in healthcare was disrupted.
Hospitals stopped elective surgeries and shut down outpatient clinics. That left some nurses out of work. Meanwhile, there was a surge in demand for others with ICU experience. In recent months, some nurses have quit or retired early. Others have gotten sick. Flash forward to today, many hospitals have completely reopened and they're short-staffed. Dr. Don Williamson is the president of Alabama's Hospital Association. He says the shortage is a big concern, especially as hospitals continue to care for hundreds of COVID patients.
The issue for us is staffing. It's not beds or ventilators.
The pandemic has made things worse, but Williamson says the nursing shortage has been a problem for years. He says there are many reasons, including burnout, but the biggest barrier is that Alabama is a poor state.
We have one of the least well-reimbursed healthcare systems in America.
That means salaries are lower, which makes it more difficult to recruit nurses. To make up for the shortage in recent months, more hospitals have started to use travel nursing companies, like Freedom Healthcare. Susan Whitman is the executive vice president. She says in the past, they didn't do much business in Alabama, but now they're serving hospitals throughout the state.
COVID has changed the dynamic of where staff is needed and needed quickly.
Whitman says nationwide, most hospitals are requesting critical care nurses. They're often needed on the front lines to treat COVID patients. Alabama's largest hospital, UAB, is down several hundred nurses. Hospital CEO Will Fernani says they're relying on travel nurses to fill the void.
These are people we've hardly ever used before.
And it's expensive. Depending on the position, travel nurses can earn double that of full-time employees. In fact, at UAB, Fernani says some full-time nurses have quit to make more money as travel nurses. Nurse Lisa Cox spent 17 years working for hospitals in North Alabama. In January, she quit to become a traveling nurse, in part because of the pay. She doesn't work in COVID units, but still, she says it's hard work. She's often deployed to hospitals where staff nurses are working overtime and struggling to meet demand.
You know, they've been working short staff so long, they're just thankful to have the help.
Pandemic aside, health officials say the nursing shortage is not going away anytime soon. Some nursing schools are working to train more students, but they also face a shortage of nurse educators. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.